This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
8 o'clock on Saturday night here, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Welcome back. Time out with Eric Slaughter. Two more hours to chop this thing up with you as we're watching some college football on my one TV that's working right now in my Kia Studios here in Colony Square. It's time to turn our attention to the big boys. The NFL slate continues tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock. Of course, the Falcons and the Jets right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. The Falcons have a chance to get back into the NFC South if they can win off some games here. Now I'm joined in the studio by one of my favorite sports journalism students. He's an impressive young man. He's a sophomore at Arizona State University. It's the second time that he's had a chance to join me. He's home for the holidays. And him and I usually spend our summer times. I mean, Dom, Dom, you don't know. Me and this young man right here, we done bonded, man, because when you spend a Wednesday afternoon in 95-degree weather on a turf field umpiring baseball, I mean, that's like going to war. We're a band of brothers, you know. So when he texts me, he's like, hey, man, I'm in town. Can I come sit in with you? I was like, of course you can. Now, you know what? I thought about it. I'm like, you know, he goes to Arizona State University, the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. That's what, like, was it like the top five program?
I think so, yes.
I mean, you got Columbia, you got Northwestern, Syracuse, and then you got the Walter Cronkite School up there in Arizona State. That's pretty impressive, you know. So I'm like, man, if you can get in there, you can come talk sports with me. So Maddox Martin, how you doing, brother? What's good to see you, man?
I'm doing great. Good to be in town. Yeah, love the city here. Love the city.
Your dad's a loyal listener. Everybody's family's good.
Turkey. All tuned in right now. Yeah,
good. Hey, mom. Hi, dad. How you doing? How many brothers and sisters you got?
Just one sister.
Just one sister.
Yeah.
Okay, you older? Younger?
Yeah, younger sister.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. You're the big brother. That's cool. Yeah. That's a good thing to be. I mean, you know what? But I was actually thinking about you the other day, and I'm like, hold on. He's in town. In Arizona State, in Arizona, playing last night on your campus.
Oh, my
and you
goodness.
Missed it.
I know.
What
I
happened?
Know. The game was terrible. You know, Arizona State lost Sam Levitt. It was, yeah. I mean, preseason.
What happened to his? He was like number one pick in the draft potential.
Yeah, he was like a preseason, like Heisman dark horse.
Yeah.
And he looked really good. Then it's just been a foot. His foot's been messed up for a while.
Yeah.
He misses a game.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona State loses by 30 to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get him back the next week after the bye week, and he gets hurt during the game against Houston at home. They lose their first home game in over a year, and then it was Jeff Sims. And any Georgia Tech fans out there listening.
Right, he had one good game, didn't he?
Know about Jeff Sims.
Yeah,
It's the Jeff Sims experience. He did okay for a little bit, but it was against a Iowa State team, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And West Virginia, then he goes, and the old Jeff Sims that we all know and love came back,
okay.
In the worst way possible.
All right, so what was the final score last night?
It was 24-9, I believe.
All right, 24-9. So Arizona wins. Does that game have a nickname? Because
The Territorial Cup.
The Territorial Cup.
Yeah,
what's the history behind that?
You know, it's just the only two FBS programs in Arizona.
Arizona,
so there's a lot of hate between them. They're 2 hours away.
Right.
Phoenix has the big, I mean, it's a big popular city. Mm-hmm. Tucson's kind of like the dirty little brother down there, the dirty tea, they call it.
All right.
It's a rivalry that goes unknown from the South here. I didn't know much about it. But when you move out there, those people hate each other. It's a big rivalry out there.
Well, that's good. It was on Arizona State's campus, which is actually in Tempe, which is like a stop and a skip from downtown Phoenix.
15, 20 minutes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't know if they'll be able to get them back in basketball because, I went to Morehouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we were everybody's favorite homecoming opponent. They love scheduling us for homecoming. Okay. And it's real simple. The president will come to the game, sit down, and Morehouse basketball is going to join me in the studio next Saturday.
Okay.
And he would go through that beating. He would go to the next president, because presidents always shake hands. Sometimes they have some kind of funny ways, using that money. They say, oh, I'll wash your car, or I got to take you out to dinner, or whatever. We had to pay a lot of dinners, our president, but he always say the same thing. I'll catch you basketball season. Because basketball-wise, we usually got our revenge. Now, I don't know if you can get revenge over Arizona in basketball.
That's
a pretty good program out there.
Oh, yeah. And Arizona State, they have eight guys. They kept two players from last year. They had Jaden Quaintance, who's going to be a lottery pick this coming draft. Okay. Mm-hmm. He went to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
They have eight international players, a whole team of transfers except for two guys. The one thing, you'll give them credit, they're not the most talented, but they are definitely playing together, unlike they were last year. And we'll see. They made it to the finals in the Maui Invitational.
Okay.
Beat Texas. Put up a fight against USC. But it's football. We've been a football school the last 2 years.
Okay, I'm gonna test your Arizona State basketball history, because I would say probably your most successful basketball alum is coming to town in a couple of days, and he could drop 50 on any given night. What guy am I talking about?
James Harden.
James Harden. That's right. How many people out there know James Harden played basketball at Arizona State?
If you don't keep up with basketball, you're not from Arizona. I don't think you know that. But
how did James Harden end up at Arizona State? Not Kansas. Not Kentucky. Not UCLA. But Arizona State. But the beard's coming to town. Mm-hmm. All the strip clubs get ready. Beard's coming to town.
Magic City is gonna have a. It's gonna be a big night for
going
Magic
big
City.
Big night, and he'll still. James Harden will be out all night long and still probably drop 50 on the Hawks. I think that's Wednesday night when the Hawks will host the Clippers. All right, not gonna talk about the Hawks right now. We're gonna talk about that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're gonna talk about the Dirty Birds. Okay, Dirty Birds go into Meadowlands. That's talk about that dirty little town.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Meadowlands is, New Jersey. Okay. We got to get a W, Maddox.
Big time.
Okay, big time. Kirk Cousins get his second consecutive start. He looked good last week. But the bottom line is this. The Jets are not a good team.
Nope,
okay?
Not at all.
Tyrod Taylor should not be able to beat our defense.
No way.
Both of our rookies need to eat. Caleb Ellis needs to eat. Our secondary needs to eat. But what do you think? What's the key to a Falcons victory tomorrow against the Jets?
I mean, look, I'm a Washington Commanders fan. I've been raised my whole life Washington Commanders.
Keep going.
So I do. Kirk Cousins is a very special place in my heart.
Okay, he did a lot for you. Yeah. Okay.
I have a bunch of notes here right now. The keys to beating New York, I put play football. You just got to play. I mean, you can't turn the ball over. The Jets, give them credit where it's due. They were able to shut down the Ravens. They only gave up, I believe, like 16 points or whatever to
Baltimore.
But
the Ravens still won.
The Ravens won, of course. Yeah. This offense is nowhere near as good as that Baltimore offense, but I think
on Thanksgiving night. Not what I saw. Me and Dom are going to talk about that at 9 o'clock for sure. Okay. All right.
But just don't
turn the ball over.
The ball over. I think that Atlanta should be able to limit Tyrod Taylor. He's not that good of a quarterback, and I love Tyrod Taylor, but he's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
I think just need to get Bijan going. He's put up 70 yards at least in four straight games on the ground. He can also get him involved in the passing game, a couple of quick dump off passes to him and get him an open space, and you can really make something happen.
Right.
We see it every week. Bijan catches a ball in the flats and he can turn that into 40 yards.
Yeah, I wish it was every week though. Unfortunately, it's not every week. That's the problem. And telling me that Bijan Robinson is averaging 70 yards a game over the past four games actually upsets me. Okay, that number should be probably, if not two times that, at least one and a half that. Mm-hmm. One and a half that would get you to 105. That's Morehouse education right there.
There you go.
My math classes, okay, no week Bijan Robinson should be averaging a buck, given each and every week easily.
It's easily. Tyler Algiers just I don't I.
Well,
They both should be
averaging close to a
buck. I think when you see Bijan Robinson, and I remember when Washington played Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fourth down play, fourth and one, and they just handed it off up the middle to Tyler Allgeier after Bijan carved at Washington up for multiple first downs on the drive. It's just, I can talk about the coaching. I could talk about the coaching.
Guess what? Everybody here knows a little bit about the Commanders head coach, so you know he's either we either love him or hate him in this town. I mm-hmm. still love what Dan Quinn did for the Atlanta Falcons. Matter of fact, I don't understand why we ran him out of town. Okay, I mean he was a very successful coach here, got us to within minutes of winning the Super Bowl, got us back to the playoffs. He should have had a chance to turn it back around. We ran him out of town, and look where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Look where we are now, Falcons fans. I'm tired of this crap. I'm just tired of it. So. Aaron Glenn is the coach of the Jets. He's a rookie head coach. He's not impressing a lot of people. So coaching wise, if our coach, okay, if our coach cannot go into that game tomorrow and out coach the guy on the other side of the field, we got more problems than we think.
Yeah.
We got more problems than we think.
I think no matter where this season goes, I have it here. I think Atlanta's going to win.
Okay.
I even wrote the score down. My prediction is 22-13. I think it's going to be a low-scoring, sluggish game. I think that there's going to be a couple of takeaways. I think they're going to get some pressure on Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
And I think Atlanta's going to do enough to win this game. I don't care what happens the rest of the season. I think that Raheem Morris has to go.
Ooh.
And I think that Terry Fontenot, the GM.
Can you fire one without the other?
I think,
are they not a package deal?
I think you could, if you fire just Raheem Morris, I don't know why you would fire just Raheem Morris, but I think Fontenot and Raheem Morris both have to go, and okay. I think you just clean house.
What if they run off six straight wins? What if they run off six straight wins, and by some miracle, they qualify for a wild card? Because technically, they're mathematically alive.
Yeah, I don't think you get into the wild card. I think you can still very much win this division. You're two games behind Tampa Bay. They don't have the tiebreakers against them.
You're two games behind Carolina. Last time I checked, Carolina was in first place.
They're right there next to each other.
Okay.
And they still play each other two times this year.
yeah, you're right.
But you got to look at who Atlanta's playing. They've got Seattle and the Rams. Those are two very, very good teams.
The Rams scare me, but it's late in the year. The Rams may not have anything to play for. Seattle doesn't scare me as much as
I get it. Yeah, Sam Darnold's looked iffy recently.
That's right.
But I mean, these are and you do get the luxury of playing them at home. Although, I mean, it's Mercedes-Benz. It seems to be a good bit of visiting fans.
Yeah, it could be a visiting home field advantage.
That's the way it
Seattle's
is.
Seattle's a long way away. I don't think all of them fans are coming.
No way. So. I don't think you'll get that much. I think you very much have a chance. I mean, they don't have the tiebreakers against Carolina. I mean, Bryce Young, for some reason, turns into Tom Brady whenever they play Atlanta. Whenever he plays Atlanta,
that's ridiculous. Yeah.
But I think that I think that at the end of the day, you can just chalk this up to a lot of bad moves from Atlanta. The reason they're in this situation here.
Oh yeah,
they should not be.
No,
at
shouldn't.
4-7.
Two losses to the Panthers.
No,
and one of them without scoring a point. The other one in overtime. Ridiculous.
And you know, it would be good. It would be at least a little bit heartening to look ahead to next season and say, okay, at least we have a pretty solid draft pick. But that pick's not going to you. It's
good.
Going to the
very
Rams.
Very good, Maddox. Very good. That's my guy, Maddox Martin. I always do that.
Mm-hmm.
I always revert your name. You got two first names.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. It's
Maddox Martin.
Maddox Martin. Right. Always do that. But that's a great point in your behalf. We do not have our first round draft pick. And was it the coach or the GM who said, well, we will never be picking this high again. That's why we did this. Well, if you don't start winning some football games, you're going to be picking really high in 2026. But Jets tomorrow, Seahawks at home, at the Bucs on Thursday Night Football. If you get those three, okay, because the Bucs are injured, you can go in that house. You've done it before. And you get going, Arizona, L.A., and then finish with the Saints, it is not unforeseeable that this team could win out this year. It's going to take a lot of things to go right. It's going to take Kirk Cousins turning back into maybe the Kirk Cousins of the Washington. Back then it was Redskins.
It was the Redskins back then.
But it is not absolutely unattainable. If they do that and they qualify for something, not only will a lot of people here in this town be like, I can't believe this happened, we will have a lot of tough decisions. There's going to be a lot of tough decisions to make anyway because a lot of heavy guys who need to get paid, a lot of guys who need to be cut, and it should be a lot of new faces on this team.
Oh, I think you'll have a lot of really new faces. I have a hard time believing in Kirk Cousins at where he's at right now. I mean, I think he can do enough to
maybe. He's not
the
27-year-old. He's the 37-year-old.
No, yeah.
38, whatever he is.
What, however old he is, it's going to be tough. But you just got to take it one game at a time.
And tomorrow,
you
got
to look at your record.
It.
Right now, you're 4-7. Mm-hmm. You look ahead to if you can get past New York and just beat them. It doesn't matter how you look. If you beat them, you're 5-7. Look at what the Buccaneers are doing. But Baker Mayfield looks like he's going to play.
Injured. He's one hit from being out for a year.
Whether that's better or worse, Baker Mayfield's playing tomorrow, and he's known to play through injuries. He played through them in Cleveland, and that lost him his job there.
Yeah,
and that almost spiraled his career. Who knows how that's going to go? Carolina is just any given week. You don't know what you're going to get.
Right, and Carolina has not had their bye yet.
No, they have not. They're on a bye next week.
Yeah,
crazy.
Can you believe that?
You're
like, December 1st is Monday. Carolina has not had their bye. That is insane. So that means you get a week where they are off that you can pick up a W and gain a half a game. So, starts tomorrow, though. Let's get this victory in the Meadowlands versus the Jets.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
There is a chance. I appreciate that. That's time to take a little time out. Of course, I'll be back tomorrow night on the Falcons flyover with Chris Thomas, taking your phone calls, hopefully, after a Falcons victory. All right, we're going to take a little time out. We come back. We're going to go through the rest of the NFL slate that's going down tomorrow. We got 11 games tomorrow. We'll see if there's anyone. A whole lot of injured quarterbacks that may be playing, may not be playing. They're going to get up and see how they feel. Going to see up and take some ibuprofen. We'll talk about all that and more on Time Out with Eric Slaughter coming up next here on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The game. 8:22 here on a Saturday night. Time out with Eric Slaughter rolls along. Watching the Virginia Cavaliers currently up 14-0 over the Virginia Tech Hokies. who have a new head coach coming to town in a few weeks or a couple days. James Franklin gets a big deal to be the new head coach of Virginia Tech. Over in Auburn, early in the Iron Bowl, the Crimson Tide are up 3-0. Long ways to go, still 7 minutes remaining in the first quarter. We'll see how that goes. And Dom, I think I figured it out. I think I know why we have yet to hear from Lane Kiffin. Yeah, I see the look on your face. I think I know why. Now, this is just me speculating, okay? I think this is the reason. You want to know what it is?
Talk to me.
Okay. If Auburn was to find a way to upset Alabama tonight, Ole Miss gets into the SEC championship game. And I don't think he wants to make that announcement until he knows whether or not they have that game next week.
Ooh, you know what's funny? I thought you were going to go with a more juicy conspiracy theory there.
He's going to go to Alabama.
See, so that's the theory that I've been hearing is that he's
holding
off. So
you think if Auburn beats Alabama, they're going to fire Kalen DeBoer?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I would not be shocked at all.
Really?
You'd miss the playoffs. You would have, like, in all honesty, the only reason you're keeping your job right now is the fact that you've been able to beat Georgia for 2 years.
Huh.
The fact that you've beaten Georgia 2 years in a row is quite honestly the only reason Kalen DeBoer still has a job right now.
Good point, counselor. So good point. Like we're in a court of law here.
Like if you do lose, like if Bama loses this game.
Wow. Okay.
And they fire Kalen DeBoer, if you're
Lane Kiffin, that's the
Lane Kiffin,
you want.
It's
that's
like, hey, LSU, that's cute, but Bama.
So, okay. So, well, maybe there's two reasons for that same decision. Like you said, he's got to wait to see what happens with this game, because if Auburn wins this game, and shouts out to my boy Lindsey Crosby, War Eagle, go War Eagle, and Alabama's out, Ole Miss is in the SEC championship, a lot still be decided. So I'm not actually – I give Lane Kiffin a little bit of a mulligan on the fact that we're still sitting here waiting to hear from his representation. Okay, so fine. We'll deal with that. That game will – shoot, that game usually takes like 5,000 hours. That game won't be over like midnight, so I ain't even going to bring that back up. We're talking NFL with my guy Maddox Martin joining me here from Arizona State University. I got to go out there because, you know, they say that's the best parties or one of the top party schools in the country, man.
Yep.
What's it like? Is it a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a frat?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
I'm not a frat. No, I'm not.
Come on, man.
No. I've got some friends and
okay.
some frats.
What is that party scene like?
It's a lot. It's pretty cool. It's
okay.
a lot.
I ain't mad at you. All right, so NFL slate gets down tomorrow. Four games already in books. My Ravens lost. Hey, they did not look good. Chiefs lost. The Chiefs are in trouble. If you would have told me this year that the Chiefs would not make – if the Chiefs and the Ravens don't make the playoffs, could Andy Reid and John Harbaugh be out of jobs?
I think Harbaugh should be out of a job. I think they made the mistake. You're looking at McDonald out in Seattle, and he's – I mean, they're a front runner in the NFC.
Okay, so he was an assistant coach with the Ravens. He rides John Harbaugh's coattails to a head coaching position, and since the Seahawks are doing okay, you're going to fire the longest tenure coach in football? Come on now.
Look, it's NFL's a business, and you can't look at I mean, look at Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin, and I'm sorry to bring him up.
I know
he's right.
I'm sorry. He's right.
But I told him that you get Pittsburgh to yourself. I'm gonna give you plenty of time to talk about Pittsburgh.
Well, to that point, though, I think both coaches, in this instance, just suffer from the standpoint of
the staleness.
It's stale. Mm-hmm. It's just you both have been here for so long. I think there also is just a reluctance on both sides to change, to make the necessary changes needed or adapt to modern football, that it holds the team back despite the talent.
Well, I mean, okay, Tomlin's been there a long time, maybe, but John Harbaugh is going to walk right into, I think it's Eric DaCosta, the GM there, and say, hey, man, you see these two rings? Okay, we ain't got but three as an organization. Two of them on my watch, okay? Give me the chance to, you know, change this up a little bit. Some of these guys, you got me a real old, and all of a sudden, my guys can't hold them to the football. I can't stop Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson from fumbling, okay? I'm looking at Lamar Jackson, and I'm like, man, are you betting on this? Every time somebody fumbles or throw an interception, I want to check their phones. I want to check their phones because Derrick Henry never had fumbling problems to the first two games of this year. Lamar Jackson usually doesn't turn the ball up. All of a sudden, he's fumbling the ball.
Unless it's the playoffs.
That's a good point. Good point. And, of course, the Lions lost to the Packers. Shouts out to Wolverine. Has been a good weekend for you, bro. So one of our producers, his name is Josh. He's 6'5", big, tall guy.
He's a Pistons fan, right?
Pistons fan, Michigan, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Lions.
Yeah.
Ain't a real good weekend for him.
No.
Ain't a real good weekend
for him. I just want to say, I went 3-for-3 on Thursday with the Thanksgiving picks I had. I picked all three of the winners.
You picked the Packers, the Cowboys, and the Bengals?
I did.
Cut his mic off.
Cut my mic off.
All right. Did you pick the Bears against the Eagles?
I didn't touch that game. That was tough. I was scared. I thought they were both fraudulent. And
I tell you what, Ben Johnson's on his way to NFL Coach of the Year.
He's looking great now.
How can he not be NFL Coach of the Year for what he's already done?
He's been great.
You know, I mean, and I was, you know what? I was very high on Caleb Williams coming out of college.
Of course.
I thought his talent was right. I saw what he did at USC, so I'm not surprised that he's being successful. And Ben Johnson is just a very good offensive coach.
He's a great offensive coach. Okay. And that's where I think every team that's looking for new coaches look at, like, the Ben Johnson route.
Coaching tree? Just
look at, like, the offensive mind.
Yeah.
I think nowadays that's what wins you playoff games.
Okay. All right.
Wait. You mean, like, if you look for a new head coach, you might find a good one?
I'm saying if you're looking, like, at an offensive coach. I'm saying instead of looking at, like, a guy, like, look at, like, Aaron Glenn up in New York.
Right.
Compared to Ben Johnson, it's an offensive-minded coach versus a defensive-minded coach.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hire a defensive minded coach, you also have to go out there and hire a good offensive coordinator to go along.
The Pittsburgh Steelers always hire defensive minded coaches.
That's what I was getting to, is that people always tell me that, oh, well, if you fire Tomlin, oh, well, who are you going to get to replace him? You don't know what you're asking for. And it's like, oh, well, like, Ben Johnson's there, and
well, he ain't leaving. He's there.
But, like, yeah, it's just points of, like, well, these are teams that had to hire these new guys. Mm-hmm. Like, Nick Sirianni in Philly, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, my point is just don't tell me that, just be happy with what you have, because there's just nothing better. No, you absolutely can. Now, it's a very good chance what you go out and find might be worse, but I'm willing to take that risk.
No one knew what Mike Tomlin was 20 years ago, okay? When the Ravens hired John Harbaugh and we ain't got to a single NFL game yet, he was a special teams coordinator for Andy Reid. So sometimes you have to take that chance and say, hey,
yeah,
this is a talented guy. But then again, the Giants hired Brian Daboll after being an OC.
Take chances.
Okay. Who hired Joe Brady back in the day? Okay. It does not always work. It does not always work. I mean, I'm gonna see how much my man Maddox here knows his Washington Redskins history. Norv Turner was the greatest offensive coordinator ever with the Dallas Cowboys. Couldn't do nothing as a head coach.
And his son Scott Turner was offensive coordinator for Washington back in 2020, and he was awful.
Really? Okay. But then for every Norv Turner and Scott Turner, there's a Daddy Shanahan.
Andy Reid and Kyle
Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm talking about fathers and sons.
Father, sons, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know, so it happens. We'll see what happens, and I don't know. We'll see what happens with those. I mean, we could be, like I said, we could be looking for a new coach in this town as well. All right, let's try to hit a couple of these games while we got a few minutes left. So I'm just going to go right down the line, the 1 o'clock games. So the Shador Sanders experiment continues at home against one of the best defenses in all of the NFL in the San Francisco 49ers. You think Shador is going to have a good game tomorrow?
I mean, San Francisco's a little bit hurt. Fred Warner, I believe he's out. I know
he's
Nick
out
Bosa's
for the year.
Out. Yeah, and Warner's out.
Bosa's out.
Yeah. They're
still good though.
I don't think they're gonna win, but man, I would love to see. I love Shador Sanders. Okay. I'm all in. I'm all in on perfect timing.
I hope Shador succeeds so they can fire Kevin Stefanski. Because what are you over there posing for?
Perfect timing right there. Yeah, he knows.
Is that the Shador?
That's the Shador. He has the ice on his wrist. He's got the watch. He shows the crowd.
That didn't get stolen out of his house? No, he still got the ice?
I think he still got the ice.
All right, next game on the 1 o'clock slate. The Jacksonville Jaguars takes on the one-win Tennessee Titans. I had the Jags to win the AFC South. They're starting to play a little bit better. I hope they do. The Colts, I'm not believing in the Colts. I mean, the Colts got a quarterback going to play on one leg tomorrow. I give respect on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Jaguars should win. I mean, the Titans probably don't win another game this year. They finish with the number one pick in the draft, and then it becomes a seller's market because they're not going to keep it. Maybe, right. Maybe not. What do you think? That's the easy one, right?
I think they trade that away. And now I was looking at Underdog Fantasy. No free sponsors or anything, but they have Jacksonville's -3.5-point favorites. I would take that in a heartbeat.
Really? On the road at just 3 points?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Going, staying in the division. So it's a all AFC South day tomorrow. as the Texans, who are starting to play better, get their quarterback back. Like I said, it's like 1,000 quarterbacks tomorrow that are coming back or maybe out. C.J. Stroud is reported to be coming back tomorrow, and they will be in Indy versus the first-place Colts with Daniel Jones playing with a broken leg. Did I read that story correctly? The man's going to play with a broken leg?
Yeah, he's got a fractured fibula. Yeah.
That fracture means it's broken, right? I ain't got no medical degree.
I think it's got to be just like a slight little fracture or something. I mean, but good man, that's God still, almighty. I mean, look, Indianapolis, they have the luxury right now where you don't have to. If you're 5-6 or whatever, 6-5, like Houston is, then I could understand maybe trying to go out there and just have your quarterback go out there and win games.
But they're 8-3.
I don't know who their backup is because it's not Anthony Richardson. He's hurt.
That's a great question.
Depending on who their backup is, then I get it. But still, it's just you're 8-3. You can go out there and play Sam Ellinger. I don't know if he's still there, but whoever their next guy up is.
I mean, I know targeting is illegal in the NFL, right? Okay,
you can get away with a little bit.
But I mean, how's not every
That'd be Riley Leonard?
Riley Leonard. Okay, never mind.
From Notre Dame.
Never mind.
Yeah,
that's it. The Riley Leonard's just like a mini Daniel Jones. Honestly.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I mean, but how is that? I mean, what's his name? Will Anderson from the. I mean, he's a stud. He's a beast.
Yeah.
How is he not saying there like, dude, don't take this personal, but I'm coming through your legs. I'm coming through. I'm not targeting, but I'm coming through your legs. That's got to be. I mean. Give this man, you know what? I mean, this man's got, what can I say here on the air? Can I say grapes? That man's got some grapes.
Yeah.
Something. This man going out there with a fractured fibula. He ain't playing flag football.
Nope.
He going out there and playing big boy football in the NFL with a fractured fibula. Bless his heart. That paycheck's good. It must be good. I don't know. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get through the rest of these NFL games here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter, my guy Maddox Martin sitting there with me, Madame Cherosky playing the tunes, and you listening on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees.
Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Saturday night, 8:40 in the Kia Studios. My guy Maddox pointed out to me that the Crimson Tide have gone up 10-0 over Auburn. First quarter finally comes to an end, hour and 10 minutes later. So we'll keep an eye on that. If you believe what Dom may have said, if Auburn can upset Alabama, and they still got time, and you know this game could come down to the fourth quarter, could come down to an interception or a 109-yard kickoff return or punt return, whatever it was, that if Alabama loses, they're going to fire Kalen DeBoer, and Lane Kiffin may be waiting for that phone call or to see what happens, because if Auburn does find a way to come back and beat Alabama, Ole Miss gets into the SEC championship game against Georgia, and that's a whole lot of scenarios and conspiracies that could go down. So we'll see how that is. We'll keep paying attention to that as we go through this show. But we've been talking NFL with my guy, Maddox Martin, the journalism student from Arizona State University, one of my compadres on the baseball field, and he's in town. I'll let him come up here and kick it with me for an hour or so, and he'll head back out to Phoenix on Monday, he said. So, Maddox, question. Is flying in and out of Phoenix, Sky Harbor is what it's called, Sky is this still like one of the most expensive flights in the world? Because I've been out there twice, and each time I had to either pay my rent or get a flight to Phoenix.
It depends. The flights were a little bit pricey, but I don't think it's like the most ridiculous. It's not chump change or anything.
Yeah.
But
you fly Southwest?
Yes.
Yeah, so next year you get to pick your seats. I'm sure they're going.
Yeah. I think we're doing it right now. I got my own seat.
Really?
Yeah, I got on there late. I was like last group, so I had to sit in the middle. But
okay, but not. I mean, so starting next year, they have assigned seats.
Oh, okay.
Not pick your own seats. So they have assigned seats.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they stopped the free bags early this year.
I know. I got the luxury of that last year.
Yeah. Nope. Now if you don't have a carry on, you got to pay. And then starting next year, Southwest will have assigned seats for their customers. It's been a long time. Well, never. That's always been their policy. So, congratulations on that. And then you'll be back this summer. We'll do some things. Actually, Dom, you know what I should have did? Because he texted me and he was like, "Hey, you know what's going on?" I should have sent him out last night and made him cover some high school football for us. You know, I could have watched this, Max. I could have sent him to the Stevenson game. Maybe he would have brought him some luck. Yeah, I'm gonna get him now.
I mean, listen. No. Listen, the Jaguars. We had a fantastic season.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. Yeah. Went up against a very good LaGrange team.
You know what? It's crazy because I went down to LaGrange. Remember, I went to LaGrange earlier this year.
Yep.
Troup County spanked the you-know-what out of LaGrange. Troup's out of the playoffs. LaGrange is still playing.
Yep.
Okay? I mean, there was some let's go and take a moment to congratulate all the teams that won last night. There were some huge upsets, okay? Undefeated North Oconee. You're not going to defend your championship because you lost last night. Cartersville, which thinks they're the best thing since sliced bread. You're done. Congratulations to Kel. Bobby May, one of the friends of this station, they're out. Now, Dom, please check this for me because I must have saw a misprint. Did Central Carrollton really give up 80 points last night? That's what I saw, and I was like, that's got to be a misprint because I don't think they give up 80 points all year. But if so, their undefeated season is over, and they're done. So
didn't Grayson lose, too? I believe.
Grayson lost to the number one team in the country.
They were number one team in the country, and they lost to Carrollton.
Carrollton.
I mean, any year.
You had 13-0 versus 13-0, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So was it a misprint, Dom?
It says 32-80. It says Benedictine. They lost 32-80.
Yeah, Benedictine took an 80-32. Goodness gracious.
112 points in a 48-minute high school football game? Did both defenses miss the bus? How do you give up 80 points when you scored 32? That means you actually were doing something on offense.
You were moving the ball.
And you gave up 80 points?
What about that Gainesville?
They ain't played yet.
I know that, but I'm just, that whole thing is just crazy to me.
It's insane, you know.
And we still don't know yet they're playing, right?
And I, you know, I'm a supervisor with the GHSA, so I'm going to limit what I say.
Okay.
You know, but what I know is this, and Maddox, you are an official, okay? You're an umpire. Mm-hmm. We are told when we eject somebody from the game, we write a report,
mm-hmm.
and they're gone for the next game, okay? Why are you trying to circumvent the rules? Your guys, we're also told, this is the deal, in baseball, if you leave the dugout, what is it?
You're ejected. You're
automatic suspension. Dom, you leave the dugout in baseball, it's so automatic suspension. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. Guess what in high school football says? If you leave mm-hmm. the sidelines, you don't pass go, you don't collect $200, you go straight to jail. That's a straight, you leave the sidelines, it's done. In basketball, very simple. Fight happens on the court, you leave that bench, you're done. You have to stay on the sidelines, the dugout, and the bench. What argument does Gainesville have? The rules are in black and white.
I mean, you've got a guy charging at you from 50 yards down the field, coming at you and swinging. I think, and these are okay. kids. They're right. You got to. Argument is that they're protecting their
right.
Their
right.
Players.
They were being
And he said like we had like five guys that were actually in a fight. They can get suspended, but you're ejecting 30 guys for going out there and just trying to defend their players from getting assaulted pretty much.
The rule says
leave
the sideline. It's not debatable. I'm not reading your mind of what your intention was. The rule says you leave the sideline, you're automatically ejected. It means your ejection carries to the next game. Point blank. But mm-hmm. I'm done. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm a supervisor. I'm a crew chief. I have to carry the GHSA's card. The rules are what the rules are. So we'll see what happens. I mean, if you're Langston Hughes, you're sitting there like, you're ruining our chances, you know, because now if we get to play, we got to play a condensed schedule. And if we don't get to play, we know, I mean, that's real tough. So, but congratulations to all the teams that did advance, and we'll see. Like I said, I should have made you go cover a game for us last night. That's okay. Next time you're in town, I'll give you a freelance assignment. All right, so back to the NFL. We left off. We were still in the 1 o'clock schedule. A couple more games on that 1 o'clock slate. The Saints are in Miami. They're on the South Beach partying tonight. They can party all night long because that's two really bad teams. So who knows? Who cares?
Who's watching that game?
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, if you're watching that game, you're a degenerate gambler. Yeah. You're trying to see.
you got fantasy football.
That's the only reason you're watching that game. Okay. the Cardinals play the Bucks. That can have huge implications for the Falcons. The Bucks are at home. Baker Mayfield's playing with a bum left shoulder.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe he's good to play. I mean, the way he was just, I mean, when you are throwing
right.
a Hail Mary and mm-hmm. you messing up in your shoulder, the same shoulder he messed up in Cleveland,
did
I
he?
Believe.
Okay, same shoulder? Yeah.
I believe it was. I might be mistaken there, but it's still just the fact that he's able to play. I mean, he's toughing it out. You got a guy playing.
Once again, you know, there is no targeting in football, but if you are the Arizona Cardinals defense.
I mean, you don't even got to try. You just got to, if you just get to him once and knock him on the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're coming from you got to come from the right side to hit him on the right side to land him on his left shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. And if you come from the left side and you hit him on his left,
either way,
that's tough. I mean, there's a whole bunch of quarterbacks. Yeah. I mean, give them their flowers. They playing injured, which puts some respect on their name.
Yeah.
All right. That's the last of the 1 o'clock games. Let's go to this 4 o'clock slate. Not a whole bunch of them. We'll start with the Rams and the Panthers. Once again, a game that has direct implications for the Falcons. It should not be hard to think that the Rams go into Charlotte and get that game. Matthew Stafford, UGA alum, playing at 30, whatever he is, the best football of his career.
It's so impressive, and he's my MVP right now.
Well, I mean he's a lot of people's MVP. He's a lot of people's MVP. Yeah.
I mean, he's just been incredible to watch, mm-hmm. and and he's got Davante Adams, you've got Puka Nacua,
mm-hmm.
he's got a great defense there with mm-hmm. that with Jared Verse.
Mm-hmm.
They're the NFC front runner. I think that for me,
especially with the Eagles sliding off, now the Bears.
The Bears are surging,
NFC could go through LA.
I'd still take LA, and I think they'll win that game. And you know, if for Atlanta fans. Let's go Rams and let's go Cardinals.
Let's go NFC
West.
Let's go NFC West. That's right. All right. Last game in the NFC West is a Vikings the North versus the West. The Vikings travel to the 12th man in Seattle. Seattle is 8-3 overall, but they're only 3-2 at home. Vikings not playing well. JJ McCarthy has been out. I'm not sure if he's back tomorrow. Like I said, I think half the quarterbacks in the league are on the injury report. But I think that Seattle probably holds home field tomorrow. Let's look. What are they?
It's no J.J. McCarthy. Nine,
oh, he's out.
Nine is not playing. It's going to be Max Brosmer, from the rookie from Minnesota. So the hometown kid.
Who?
Max Brosmer.
Okay. Was he playing? Who was playing while he was out?
Carson Wentz. It was Carson Wentz.
He got hurt too.
He got hurt. He's out for the year.
Okay.
So
you got a rookie QB going into Seattle, the 12th man.
The 12th man. That game's not going to be close.
Take the Seahawks in the money line.
It's 12, take the over. Whatever the over is, whatever the line is tomorrow, take the over. Max Brosmer, however you say it. I think that Seattle defense is legit and one of the best in the country.
Now, see, I'm a money line guy. The money line for Seattle is -$1,000.
So then you're not winning much.
Well, you have to bet $8,000 to win $100.
So I would just take this. Then maybe just stay away from that game if you're a money line
guy. The spread is currently 11.5. It opened at 9.5, and it was currently 11.5. That means everybody was still betting on Seattle to cover 10 points. That's why it's going up.
Yeah, so then I would just keep taking them. Until it gets to 14.5, I'd keep taking it.
Really? Yeah. I'm just going to bet the money line. I'll sell my car, or I'll pawn my title. I'll go to Title Max, pawn my title, put it all on the money line, then come back and get my car on Monday. That's what I'll do. All right, so last one's in the 4 o'clock slate. We're going to skip over this one because I'm going to let Dom talk about it in the next segment. The Raiders and the Chargers in the AFC West battle. The Raiders are garbage, hot garbage on a hot summer day. And the Chargers are 7-4, 4-2. Jim Harbaugh has them playing well. I haven't really paid attention to what Justin Herbert's been doing, but he's still a really good quarterback. Yeah,
he's still playing his football. You
know, Geno is flipping off the fans, right?
Geno, yeah. I don't know how much longer. I mean, he's gone. I think Pete Carroll might be gone. He might be one and done.
No.
I think he might be.
75-year-old Pete coming back. Pete won't be here until he's 90, man. Pete ain't going nowhere. This is the problem, okay? They need to find a way to get Ashawn Jeanty into this game. Ashawn Jeanty should be just like Bijan Robinson, getting 100 yards a game, and he can't get it like 2 yards a carry. Something insane.
I mean that O-line is really terrible, and I think this we'll see the Raiders.
Who's we?
I'm saying anybody who's watching. The collective, we'll see how the Raiders look offensively with Chip Kelly gone. Of course, he just got fired.
Yeah.
And I mean, we'll see. I don't think this is going to be any game. Oh, by the way, I just got a text from Max Brosmer. He went to Centennial High School up there in Roswell, Alpharetta area.
He texted you?
No. One of my family members. Yeah, I think he texted from that. No, he's a knight.
He's a Centennial knight.
And then
went to the University of Minnesota.
That's
Golden
correct.
Gophers.
Golden Gophers.
Okay, and he's getting his first NFL start.
Yeah.
Against the – who are they playing again?
That's Seattle.
Seattle. You're going to lose your first start. But hey, go. Centennial made the playoffs. Hey, you know.
Yeah.
Go. Good luck for the local kid. All right. Two more games on this slate. You'll like this one. So the Sunday night game. I guess when they made the schedule, they figured, oh, this would be pretty good. Two second-year quarterbacks playing well. One was rookie of the year. The other one was a surprise, almost rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
No, we'll see. So you got the Broncos invading the nation's capital to take on the Commanders, Bo Nix and
Marcus Mariota,
because unfortunately with that gruesome arm injury,
Jaden Daniels is done. He could have came back this week. He's going to come back next week, it looks like, for Minnesota.
Really? After he dislocated his elbow,
he had no ligament damage. He had no fractures or anything. It was just a clean dislocation.
I remember watching that night, and it kind of, that chicken wing WWE.
I mean, I think it was the second worst. It was the second worst injury I watched from a Washington quarterback besides.
You don't remember Joe Theismann.
Alex Smith in 2018 had the same thing.
What about RG3?
His injury was pretty bad. That one was rough. Yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't – it didn't look – I mean, like, it didn't look like
– On the field.
I mean, you could tell he just messed up his knee.
Right.
But Jaden Daniels' arm was bending the other way.
Yeah.
Alex Smith's leg was broke clean in half facing the other way.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that one.
Yeah. This is going to be a gross game. Okay. Denver doesn't – they look beatable. Every game they look beatable. Every game they've had besides two of them have been one possession games. So,
but that says something that you can win close games. I mean, the Chiefs got to the Super Bowl last year winning close games.
Right. I mean, look, I'll throw some. You remember the 2010 Falcons at all? They went 13-3 or something like that. They were like,
and the first they started 8-0 and they won a whole bunch of one score games.
It
was,
that's what it's like watching Denver. They have they don't have a very good offense, and I think Bo Nix is a capable quarterback at times, but he tends to just make some bad decisions. He's got a good arm; he can move a little bit. They have the best defense I've seen this year. They have a crazy good defense. Nick Bonito might be a defensive player of the year. Pat Surtain won it last year. They're a really good team. And I think they're going to give Washington some fits, and Mariota and this not very good Commanders defense. I think this will be the first time in a while we've seen Denver win a game by more than one score.
Okay, and what is, let's take a look. So Denver on the road is a touchdown favorite, -6.5.
Yep.
And they are -320. So that's a much better, easier bet that you could take if you want to bet the money line. All right, one game left on the NFL slate. Monday Night Football, and I don't know what they were thinking when they scheduled this one. I mean, because
it's all Jackson Dart.
Tom Brady and Eli Manning aren't playing. I mean, and Jackson Dart wasn't the starting quarterback when this. Okay, whatever. I mean, is he back tonight? I mean, there's another one. Like I said, NFL's quarterbacks, every team had one that was injured. Jackson Dart is cleared to play out of concussion protocol. He'll take on the other MVP leading candidate in Drake May and the other NFL. I mean, the NFL coach of the year is going to come down to Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel. There's probably no ifs, ands, or buts about that. They wish they could give one to the NFC and the AFC because it's coming down to Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel, who whichever one wins their division and finishes out with the best record probably gets it. If Ben Johnson leads the Bears to the NFC North division title, I would go in his favor. But what Mike Vrabel is doing in his first year as the head coach of the New England Patriots and Drake May, only because Matthew Stafford's playing out of his mind is the reason Drake may not be MVP, but it's going to come down. That might be a really close vote.
Yeah.
I don't think that's even a close game at all on Monday night.
No, I don't. This is going to be – I mean, I'd rather see Jameis Winston go out there and play just because I love watching him play. He's more fun. I mean, he's just like – he throws a lot of interceptions, but he does.
He don't care.
Jameis Winston just goes out there and plays his game. Yeah. I mean, New York kept it. They've kept it close with some teams. They finally fired Shane Bowen, I believe, defensive coordinator, whatever his name is. I'm blanking on. But it's just been fourth quarter collapse to Detroit, to Green Bay, to Chicago, to San Francisco, Denver. It's been just. They play three quarters of football. Right. They play pretty well, and then they just check out.
Game and, 60 minutes.
Yep. So I mean, but I don't think they'll even have to worry about that. I think they'll get New England gets the job done here.
I mean, you could make a grill if you parlay the Patriots, the Broncos, and the Chargers in those last three games. I mean, those should be easy games. I mean, we might buy some houses around here.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, Maddox, appreciate you, man. You got a bright future.
I appreciate
journalism.
It.
Is it sports journalism?
Sports journalism.
Yep. So, I mean, Morehouse doesn't – they do now. They didn't have actual sports journalism when I was in school. But it's really cool that Arizona State has a sports journalism major. All right. Tell everybody what you got going on because you run the station out there or something, right? What you got going on?
I have a radio show on Blaze Radio. We talk about music and pop culture. I also cover a lot of sports games out there. I got to call a couple Arizona State basketball game, called an Arizona State football game this year.
Wow, yeah, that's big time.
And then got another basketball call coming up later in the year. And then baseball season starts kicking in. Hopefully get some opportunities there. And then, looking into the summer for an internship somewhere, calling some baseball over the summer.
Okay. Well, if you get that, you won't be on the field with me. But I mean, there's a lot of them out there. So good luck to you. That is Maddox Martin. Find him on the X and Twitter, all that stuff at Maddox Martin, right?
It's Maddox, M-A-D-D-E-X. I'm just pulling it up real quick here.
You don't know your own handle?
It's just Maddox _ Martin, M-A-D-D-E-X-M-A-R-T-I-N on Twitter.
All right, that's useless right there. I don't know my own ex handle. Well, appreciate you, man. You got a bright future. You know you can come sit with me anytime you want. We are way over, so we're going to get the break, and I'm going to walk him out, and we'll come back. And then Dom can tell me, is his quarterback going to play tomorrow? Because according to his coach, all systems point toward Aaron Rodgers playing, but we'll let Dom talk about that next. Coming up on Time Out with Eric Slaughter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.